Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, utilizing horticulture training as a vehicle for a second chance. That's what's happening in Hopkins County. About 4 years ago, when local extension agent for agriculture Andy Rideout began his work in that community, he decided to try something a little unusual.
I started working with our local correctional complex, so the local jail, and you know, it's all about providing some training to these inmates, so hopefully prevent some recidivism, and hopefully they don't return back to jail. And so training is important, and we utilize a jail garden to do that, and we teach a master gardener program there and train them in all things horticulture, really, but in particular vegetable farming.
It's just as much about teaching responsibility and purpose. Rideout says local authorities thought the effort was valuable and in time expanded upon it.
We sure did. I guess about 3 years ago, the jailer, Joe Blue, decided to use these vegetables in the kitchen there at the jail, which he had from the beginning, but he decided to teach these guys how to cook fresh vegetables and make some good dishes, and he's expanded that program and hired in a chef to do the teaching, and it's really turned out to be a great program for our community.
So inmates might be enjoying some healthier eating, at the same time cutting facility food costs a little by growing some of their own. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kentucky National Guard. Aired by the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with Hopkins County Extension Agent for Horticulture, Andy Rideout, he says a few weeks ago, the local correctional facility was able to secure a grant from NRCS to install a high tunnel. It's basically a mini greenhouse-type structure that can extend produce crop seasons, allowing for an earlier start in the spring, lengthening the harvest in the fall. He feels it'll continue the impact of the overall program, instilling skills, purpose, and responsibility.
It's actually been very amazing how the inmates have responded. You know, you can't reach every person with every program that you do or every training you do. However, we've had several inmates that have come back to the extension office after release requesting to finish the Master Gardener program, for instance, or asking, hey, I've got these skills now. Where's some good opportunities for jobs? And that's been what's most rewarding to me.
Hopkins County, making a difference with horticulture. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.